In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. While Jesus walked the earth, he did many mighty deeds, many miracles, as the two disciples on the road to Emmaus told Jesus, "Have you not heard about this Jesus fellow, a prophet, mighty in word and deed?" Well, yes, he was mighty in word and deed, but he was not merely a prophet. He is the Son of God. He is God in the human flesh. And many of his words and deeds, as I pointed out repeatedly, were to make it quite clear that he is divine, that he is not merely from God, that he is God. And among those marvelous deeds that Jesus did was the healing of the sick, which not only shows his divine origin, it fulfilled Old Testament prophecies about how the lame would walk, the blind would see, and all of these other things, that the consequences of the sin of Adam would be undone. And so, today we have an event which happened after our Lord ascended into heaven. Peter and John were walking in the temple area where Jesus had worked several of his mighty deeds and had taught. And they were approached by a beggar, a man who had been born crippled. And at that time, if you were born crippled, begging was about all that you could do. That's how you provided for yourself. And evidently, he was a fixture because he would be there every day. And he asked Peter and John for alms. And they said, We have no money to give you, but we're going to give you something else. And so Peter said, "I have neither gold nor silver, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus the Nazarene, rise and walk." And Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles grew strong. He made the lame walk, just as Jesus did with one difference. Jesus didn't do it in anyone else's name. Jesus just simply said, "Arise and walk." Peter, on the other hand, did it in the name of Jesus. So it is quite clear that Peter is not doing this through his own power. He's doing it through the power and the presence of Jesus working through him. And what does this show us? It shows us that Jesus is still present and active and working in his church. Then, and to today, because as our Lord himself said before he ascended, "Behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the ages." And so this is one of the signs that in fact Jesus is with us, are these miracles. And we have to have a rather broad view of miracles, because miracles are happening all the time, the power of the presence of God among us. Those are signs of Jesus' divine origin and the divine origin of the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.